This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An official in Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, says that Russian forces are raising true hell in the country's industrial heartland, an assessment that they were taking in operational pause. The war's death toll rose with reported attacks in both Ukraine's east and south. Authorities said that Russian shelling killed five people in the eastern Donetsk province and two others Saturday in a southern city that is in the hometown of Ukraine's president. The Ukrainian government, meanwhile, urged people in occupied southern areas to evacuate so Russian forces cannot use them as human shields. The deputy prime minister said that you need to search for a way to leave because he expects a massive fight when Ukrainian forces try to push out the Russians. A UN report says that Ukrainian forces now bear a large share of the blame for a deadly March assault by Russian-backed rebels on a nursing home. We get more details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The assault came 2 weeks after Russia launched its invasion. Kremlin-backed rebels attacked a care home for the elderly and disabled in the eastern region of Luhansk. Ukrainian officials accused the rebels of killing more than 50 vulnerable civilians. The United Nations says at least 22 of the 71 patients survived, but the exact number killed remains unknown. And while Ukraine placed the fault squarely on Russian forces, the UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Ukrainian soldiers took up positions inside the nursing home a few days before the attack, effectively making the building a target. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There is more at VOA News.